Blog Talk Radio.
This is Grover Weaver speaking. We bid you a good day, a day in the day of July. Boy, where did the year go? The country has celebrated its birthday. If I'm accurate in my figures, it's somewhere close to 235 years. And yes, Michelle Bachmann, that was slavery in this here country. And it hasn't always been easy to celebrate the independence that was declared in 1776. It didn't really happen for many, especially so in Texas until June 19, 1865. Much had went on and we didn't even know. But we're not going to bitch and bellyache about that. We're just happy to be in the land of the free, the home of the brave. And we do consider ourselves as one of the brave ones because of what we have endured by the blood that we have spilled in defense of this here great country. And now we stand on the brink of it being taken from us by a handful of treacherous bastards as cold-hearted and as ruthless as the Redcoats were those 200 more years ago. And just as there were heroes and men coming to the forefront and standing shoulder to shoulder in battle against these heartless ones, those heartless ones, then so must we have in this here year of 2011. Praise God that there are great men. And my heart goes out to the one that sits the chair in at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's getting ready to meet 8 white, well, maybe 7 white men and 1 white woman to the office, to his house, to the people house that he graced based upon their support of him by giving to him their money and vote, that he might be the caretaker of the house and the nation for the 4 years that he's duly authorized to be there. And we hope that what he does will enhance his chance of having 4 more years. 4 more years to get it right. He is having later on today, President Obama is having later on today, a Twitter town hall. I have made my tweet to him. Yes, I got a tweet. Grover Weaver got a tweet. And we have tweeted the president, asking him to stand firm. We need him to win this one. And that, remember the 14 million who are without a job. Because there are some treacherous, cold-hearted, right-wing extremists who want to take this country away from the people and keep it for their own fiefdom. They want to make it theirs and convert us all back to where we was as servants, indentured servants, slaves. put us in a lock us in a lifestyle and a situation where low wages, an inferior infrastructure, lock us in into put fence around the Garden of Eden, and then refuse to replenish it and subdue the earth so that you would bring forth a harvest each year, just out of pure meanness. There's enough in this here country for all of us. Whosoever we are, the wording is, let them come, as God has so granted it to all, because this is his Eden. He said, let them come. Whosoever we are, let them come. But those who have gotten here somewhat first have stretched out of an existence that they are hogging the resources and want to keep them to themselves. The Republicans don't want, come hell or high water, don't want to do anything that would infringe upon the wealth of the wealthy. And if there be any problem in any area of our existence, then take the cake away from the working class, the middle class, the poor, and those that live in poverty. Take it from them. Find out a way to take it from them. But under no circumstance are you to take any thing from the wealthy. They have put in place, they feel that they got a system in place to drain all the money out of this country and into the wealthy. The tax cuts that George Bush gave is a way of transferring the wealth of the middle class into the pockets of the wealthy. The tax cuts was borrowed money. And the money that was saved by the wealthy in not having that to pay for their tax, they turn around and use that money to lend to the government to finance the tax deduction, the tax cuts that they receive. All the debt in this country, we say it's to China got it, and no question about China got it all. But the wealthy got most of that debt. That's why they always want to cut taxes. That is right now. The government paid almost 5%, 4 point something, to service the debt. And you take your little old couple of extra dollars and put it in the bank, put it in a checking account, put it in a savings account, and you get one something. So it ain't almost not even worth it. And then they'll take that money and turn around and lend it to the government, and the government will pay based upon your taxes as you put them in. As you pay your taxes, they will turn around then and pay 4% of it out to one to those who turn around and lent the government money in order to give them a tax cut. Man, that's some effed up stuff there. And who want to stop that? That's the gravy train on a merry-go-round. It just continued to get better and better as it go around. And if you talk about it, you call it, they attempt to convict you of starting an insurrection. And I say hurry, insurrection. Hurry, hurry, hurry. These people here who would do such a thing to this here great country and take from these here people who are true patriots. They should all be put on a scaffold and shot dead in the head. They are liars. They are thieves. They have spent all this time trying to convince us that a thug is something that's dark complected, a bandana on his head, his pants are sagging, and his speech and dialect mumbo jumbles up that it's not understood. But it's that one that's well-spoken, that pale-faced Caucasian, that Harvard-trained, that cultural elite one, who went to school in good schools, who lives off of his daddy's money. He understands what it is to have income from interest. So he wants to continue to have tax cuts so that he can turn around then and the money he saved, he can get take it and lend it to the government so the government can meet its obligation. And you got these here, Michelle Bachmann, who believe that now we're at this here debt crisis, that we're going to continue to pay them, pay the wealthy, while we close down all the social services that the people need, and we'll pay the bond market. Because if we don't pay them, we're going to default. And they are somewhat hoping that you do get a default, because if a default comes, you know as well as me that if you don't pay the bill, if you late in paying your credit card, your interest rate is going up. And to a person to the money changers who traffic and trade in interest rates, dollars that they just betting and putting up so that the wheel continue to turn, they gain. So we into some kind of deadlock, because at this point, Obama said, no, I'm willing to put everything on the table, but you must come up with revenue. Because all the smart people, and we were all the smart people say, you cannot balance $14 trillion budget that's running a deficit of 1.3 just on cuts alone. No, you can't do that. Obama said we need $2.4 trillion. Need that kind of space in between the limit need to be raised up to that point. And it needs to be done in a multiplicity of ways. Gotta cut some of that military spending, because long as you got this here unlimited military spending, we're going to be always over globe trotting around the world, meddling, doing ugly things in people's business, being that ugly American, taking other countries' resources and converting them to our own personal use. And when I say our personal use, I'm talking about this here fat cat. These greedy bastards who go over there, get it, and then convert it to their use and bring it back over here and sell it to the consumer at outrageous prices. So the military got to be cut. The military wouldn't be as high. We would not be into these wars over here if we had to draft and didn't have no deferment. When we went to war in Vietnam, you know, the rich, wealthy white folks' kids didn't go because many of them took student deferment. Oh, that was some gung-ho one that believed in it and went. But you catch shites to people like Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney never went. Bill Clinton was a coward. Clinton didn't go. They all ran off here and went to schools and got student deferments and did this and played politics like George Bush and went to took little easy, safe gigs on this side of the conflict. But the poor children went. And people like Martin Luther King were seeing it, and that's why he came out so much against the conflict in Southeast Asia. And you had Herbert Hoover, this here undercover faggot, that was looking at, listening and crawling in and then peeping in other people's bedrooms and hiding under their bed and listening at them get it on. But all at the same time, he worse than they are. With a dress wearing, boyfriend, associate, second in command. He got presidents buckling on their knees because they are afraid of what he done found on them that he might reveal it. So they thought it would be much better to just have an all-volunteer war. Then that made it economics. So the middle class bought it because they need the extra money. We was just, the wife was coming out into the workforce. It wasn't enough. Inflation was going up. And now we got a military budget that wealthy, greedy bastard that don't want to go and defend the country, he's found out a way to make him a dollar. And hide his butt all at the, well, not hide, but hide in a sense, but to protect his butt from going over there and get shot at. He, this military industrial company, he used his cash, his wealth to finance the war and charge the government interest on his money that he lend for them to do. But he's out saying, let's keep it up, let's do it. He is a cheerleader. But it's kind of odd that this is saying cheerleading type is not cheerleading. Not cheerleading the Libya thing. Not cheerleading the war that Obama done start. So Obama said, "Now we're not going to do this here short-term, long-term, this short-term, kick it down the road thing. We are going to do it. We're going to do this here, do enough now, and get this done with. We're not going to get it over with. We're not going to just pass it off and you so you can go out and grandstand it and politicize it. Now we're going to do it now. We're going to do it now. We're talking about doing, see, it's everything in Washington that they got the little term for Washington speak. When they talk about tax increase, it's not extended to us. We don't go in there and find things that we spend in the tax code, and we'll get rid of those, and in a sense, that's not an increase because we're not adding the rates. Well, then we'll do entitlements. But we're not going to take away the affect the beneficiary. We're not going to cut back service. We're going to look at delivery. It's stupid for the Medicare to buy as much pills as they make, and they can't get a discount. They can't buy it wholesale. the pharmaceuticals, the pharmaceutical companies are selling to them at retail rates. Isn't that stupid? And that's only because these greedy, treacherous, right-wing extremists who are in this here thing for the money allow that to be sold so that then they could turn around and hold their hands out and get campaign contribution to perpetuate this here shyster fraud that's played upon the people. When I'm telling Obama to hang in there, you need to win this here. You need to not let this here be. Poor people ain't got no race horse, so I don't. Why are you subsidizing a man because he owns a race horse in Kentucky, in Boehner's and Cantor's hometown? Pull that. How many owners I know got yachts? I'm driving a 20-plus year. Cadillac. Good, but oh, so it's not a yacht. So I don't have no sympathy for him. Take that away. Take the ethanol subsidy away. Looking over here and see see what the mess that Exxon made in the Yellowstone Park, the river that runs through it. Beautiful country. Good fishing. People have staked out their a place that they want to live the rest of their days. And now the oil is running through. More money than everything. They ain't doing nothing. They can't do it. But they want to drill, baby, drill. And they're still using the same method, the same tools, with the same methodology that they had for years. And every time you get, and it's hurting the wildlife, hurting the scenery, and hurting the countryside. And you give them welfare. And they're so far advanced with all this money advanced here, they're out there putting paper, look like paper towels down, trying to absorb the oil. My Lord, my Lord, I just wonder how long will the people continue to let this here go on before they get to reach and grab their pitchforks? And those that's qualified to purchase guns, as long as they got this here thing open up. If Al-Qaeda can make a video and advocate that these here are the gun shows that's advertised and held throughout this country, you can go buy your gun. I'm saying it might be time until they snap that's something that ain't going to work good, that everybody that's poor and hungry, maybe you might want to skip a meal or something and go get you a gun. Because as sure as I am here, and I might be dead and gone, being the man of a certain, being of the age that I am before it actually happened, but people are going to get tired of this. They're not going to just go with this here forever and a day. The GOP House and the GOP Senate they're all extremists, but it's all about my dog, and I'll kill your dog in order to save my cat, and once in a while I'll save my cat if I need to kill your dog. Now, these here, there are 8 people coming to the White House at the invitation of the president. You got four. You got Baina and Cantor from the House, and you got Kyle and McCollum from the Senate on the GOP side. And it's a different sort of metrics of whether the GOP, oh, Baina got that, and we've talked about him. Baina got himself in effect in order to put taxes in the mix. They got some foolish extremists who are part of this here movement that have taken over. They want to see it bust. They want to see this government cracked. Because they are the money these here. I told you about that greedy, them two greedy brothers. They are ready with their billions to come in here and buy up what they can in the five side sale that they see coming. And he's prepared to spend to go broke, really, because he thinks he's sharp enough to get it back to defeat anyone who would vote to save this country. But I talked about it last week, and I'll just touch on it briefly before we close. There is the 14th Amendment. These same people that come to the throne, they've been ratcheting up the Constitution. When the GOP House came on board this after the 2010, they said that everything must be, they got to have a Constitution prerogative to it. Well, it clearly says the validity of the public debt by the authority of this government, or by the laws, if it was duly bound, duly authorized, it shall be without question. Be without question. And you hear this old silly Texan in my hometown, my senator, John Cornyn, say that crazy talk. It's crazy talk when you think that you can use not paying in order to trip this here country into default as crazy talking, and that you can use that as a leverage to extract something from the president that will cause the poor and the working class and the middle class people to suffer, so that you can have the benefit of the of your wealthy friends, so you can continue to give them tax credits and deductions while they send jobs out of the country. You silly, crazy, insane. I like to call you what Mark Heffron called the president. You are sick. Well, I rant, but now have caused my heart to start palpitating, and that ain't no good at all. So we are left to wonder, and we are hopeful that the will of the will prevail. And these who have come by invitation will think in terms of what it is to be real, true American, and will stop bowing the knee to this Ayatollah, Grover Norquist. Because if there's any man that needs to be hung on the West, it is Grover Norquist. He needs to be brought before the people in some kind of court, like at The Hague, and you can try him for being unpatriotic. Well, we've said enough, and perhaps the boots that I hear and the knock that's fixing to come to the door, perhaps it is them coming to take out the silly old man. But what can yet we do but dream about once was and what we had hoped it would become, while we look at and realize the reality of what is. We'll be back here Friday in a.m. Central Standard Time. We certainly hope that you stay cool stay cool and try to and stay out of this 100 degree heat, because it is a killer. Have a good day.